Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to the Compensatory Concept for Wednesday, October the 31st, 2018. You are now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and you are listening to it via TalkTainmentRadio.com. As a matter of fact, we go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And by the way, this is radio the way it should be heard. Now, the phone lines are now open, 877-932-9766 is the number, and you may want to use that number to call in because we're going to be talking about pre-existing conditions in the system of white supremacy racism. You can also access the show by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and all you have to do there is click Listen Live, and then you are on. While you are there, hit the share, or rather hit the subscribe and like button. You can also go to the YouTube channel and type in the word Talktainment, scroll down to the word, scroll down to where it says radio, and then type in radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and then you're there also. Hit the subscribe button and like button there. Facebook also, facebook.com/Talktainment is another way to do that. And of course, if you Gmail me, it's going to be 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Chances are, because the staff had told me that the Gmails are just stacked, I may not get to your Gmail today unless they forward it up to me. But that's how that works. Calls come first, though, before Gmails. That's why one of the reasons why we're all backed up. All right. So anyway, that's what we are on today. Pre-existing conditions, and before, let me introduce Mr. Fuller. For those of you that don't know him, Mr. Fuller is the author of the famous book that I'm showing up here, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. I'm showing it up here, but we will also have it on the screen. There it is. Yes, coming up there. And he'll come on later on in the show and show you how you can get the book and all the information pertaining to the book, even across the seas, at least the last time we spoke about that. But anyway, he will have all of the latest information where you can obtain the book, and you should obtain the book. So let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Good morning, Mr. Fuller.
Good morning.
All right. And again, as usual, how are you this morning?
I'm still learning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are still learning. Okay. For today's show, October the 31st, 2018, and I thank one of the callers for pointing that out, that we should give that information out, the date of the show. That clears up a lot of things. Today, we're going to talk about pre-existing conditions in the system of white supremacy, racism. Now, to start it off, I'm going to read what pre-existing conditions is. Is a health problem like asthma, diabetes, or cancer you had before the date that the new health coverage starts. Insurance companies can't refuse to cover treatment for your pre-existing condition or charge you more. And as you well know, if you've been listening to the news, that's one of the things that they're trying to come against and make that non-effect. But we will get into that. But we're going to talk about the precondition. We're going to talk about the preconditioning of racism in the system of white supremacy racism. Mr. Fuller, you believe that the Creator created the universe. Would that be correct?
Yes, I believe that something created the universe. A lot of people have different terms that are used. God, the Great Spirit, Allah, Jehovah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So these are different terms that refer to what we say is whatever made everything that mm-hmm. we're looking at. Everything that we look at, everything that we think, I mean, the minds of people, all the creatures, all the insects, something, someone, a committee, the wind, you know, might have been the creator. I mean, some people think that the wind, the air, that is the origin of creation. Or some say space itself is the origin of creation, of everything that we're looking at and whatnot. But then the question is raised by scholars and theologians down through the ages, okay, if you say that space created everything, that is not in the form of a person, well, what created space? See, so a little boy once asked his mother, so I've been told, I think it was an advertisement back in the 1940s, and the little boy asked his mother, God, who made me? I mean, a mother, who made me? Asking his mother that. Mother, who made me? And the mother responded, well, God made you, of course. And the little boy thought for a minute, like, you know, infants do, children, they have a lot of questions. So he thought for a minute and said, who made God? And it just hung there. It's been hanging there ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Or even before then, before that question is raised. But that is a question. Okay? But some theologians will say, oh, God made himself. All right? Then people start arguing about that. So now that's why you have what? Right down to this day, on 2018, people arguing, not only arguing, people killing each other about what God is all about.
Mm-hmm.
All right? On a wholesale basis. And that has been ever since every religion has been established, according to recorded history.
Okay.
So that question is still hanging out there. I mean, because the minute somebody starts talking about it, they go back and forth in what you might call civil discourse. They go back and forth. They talk about it. And then the talk becomes heated. And then the talk goes from conversation to what? Argument. And then the argument goes from just that argument into the next logical step, fighting. And then the fighting goes to what? Killing.
Okay.
And people have been killing each other about religion as long as there has been religions. When whatever, you know, person had the first disagreement about what things meant, about what God meant, what God's intentions are, and who is supposed to represent God in the best manner, and who is not, and who's qualified, and all this, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of different religions on the planet Earth right now, and sometimes they kind of shake hands and say we'll tolerate each other, and then sometimes they don't.
Okay. Now, for the sake of this conversation, and I read what the pre-existing meant according to Webster and according to the definitions that the medical community has founded along with the insurance community, but we're going to put it over into to today's conversation. The question came up that if the creator created everything that has been created, then it would you would have to assume that pre-existing was also created. Would that be a correct assumption in your opinion?
Yes, it comes down to what was here before nothing was here.
Yes, exactly. What was here before? Yes, very, very good. Okay.
And then it comes down to a question of who invented nothing.
Exactly.
Because in order to get something, you first have to have nothing.
You have to have
to
nothing.
To put the something in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the inside of a cup.
So when you and I, or when you, and of course you're a little bit before me and others that were before you, this racism was already in existence. So in a sense, you could say that it was pre-existent, at least before us. But if you examine what has been recorded in history, it was there before then. Is that correct?
Now, the question is, what now? That we had a pre-existent
racism
condition.
was already here before you got here. Before I got...
Oh, yeah. The record shows that.
Yes.
That's an easy one. Yes, sir. The record shows that racism, there's nobody on the planet now that was here at the beginning of racism, according to every recorded record.
Yes.
I mean, just about everybody will agree on that. Racism was here. All of the people who are on the planet now, they came here after racism had been invented.
So then it would be...
Racism goes back much farther than, you know, you don't have very many people on the planet, I think, who are 200 or 300 years old. I don't know of anybody who is, say, 300 years old, and that's just a short period of time when you start talking about racism.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say racism existed as far back as anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 years.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Some people stretch it just that far. Some of the modern historians said, no, it's a recent phenomenon. It's something like anywhere from 400 to 600 years. That's the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have racism before then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an argument just like religion.
Okay.
You know, it just goes on and on and on and on. But there's nobody on the planet, even if you use the 600-year limit, the minimum. There's nobody that I know of who's 600 years old. That
yes.
I know of.
Yes.
It might be somebody 600 years old that's walking around here having ice cream sodas and whatnot. But I don't know of no
okay.
such person.
Okay. So then, according to all that we know, that racism could be also classified as a pre-existing condition. Would that be correct?
Oh, absolutely. Pre-existing, yeah, sure. It exists now, and it existed pre to my coming here on the planet Earth. It was certainly here when I got here because people told me about it, and the people
yes.
who told me about it had to be here before me. So I'm a witness to that myself.
Okay.
It's a pre-existing condition when it comes to Neely Fuller, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, because somebody told me
mm-hmm.
when I got here. I didn't know.
And you have.
And they said, "Hey, you're classified as colored." You know, they told me that. Somebody
yes.
told me that somewhere along the way, and I said, "Well, okay, you know, I look like I got a lot of classifications here. I'm a male, and I'm a person, and people are putting these labels on me. I don't know what I am. I'm just a babe in a crib."
Yes, sir.
So people are telling me these things.
Yes, sir.
I'm a person, and then I'm a male person. And then I'm a baby person, all right? Then later on, they say, you're also a colored person. You're a Negro. And I say, okay, well, what's that? And they say, oh, well, that's something to be despised. That's something to kick around. And I say, well, me? I'm something to be despised? To be kicked around? Yep. Well, who said so?
Yes.
Well, the people who got power to say so. Well, who are these people?
Who are those people?
And on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a pre-existent condition.
Yes.
Sure. And it exists now.
It
never gone away.
Right.
And that's why I'm on the air today, because I am trying to deal with this pre-existent condition.
Yes. So with all that being said, I know that your attempts have been to have people read a book, or a code has to be established so that we can attack the problem, or if that's the word, to make us aware of it and do something about it. That something is to eliminate that. Would that be correct?
Sure. Right. And eliminate anything that shouldn't exist. It's no logical reason why racism should exist. It serves no constructive purpose as far as interactions between people. Now, racism is a excellent means of getting things done. Oh, when you have a whole horde of people that you can just crack a whip and make them do things, and you, by trial and error, you find out how to do things and make them make the sacrifices in getting these things done, you can get a lot done through
yes.
the process of a thing called racism, through that process. Or you might say even royalism, which is what racism is based on. Some people are just, what you might say, chosen to tell other people what to do. Doesn't make any difference whether it's correct or incorrect. And when the person who is cracking the whip, you might say, makes mistakes in getting things done, getting
mm-hmm.
the food produced, getting buildings put up, getting ships being built and all like that, when they make mistakes and the ships sink, well, they just order up another bunch of people and say, well, hey, that didn't work, but we got plenty of people here that we can use to make some more ships until we finally get it just like we want it. But I'm not making any sacrifices. I'm doing all the thinking, but I'm not sacrificing myself. But I'll sacrifice all these other people in producing this and that and the other.
Mm.
And that's all royalism basically has been traditionally, emperorship and all that, the kings and queens that have gone before.
Mm-hmm.
And when that was put on a color basis, it was called racism. But it's the same format as what a lot of people have rebelled against, and that is the king or the emperor that just kept on mistreating people and people couldn't stand it no more. But racism has taken root so that you have, based on color and non-color, a whole lot of kings and queens. Under the system of white supremacy, every person classified as white became royal. Okay? So that spread like wildfire, because no royalist system had ever been thought up that had that kind of impact that spreads. I mean, in such a short period of time, it used to be you just had one or two kings and queens, but when someone thought up the idea of saying, hey, why not make every person classified as white a king or a queen? If it's a female, it's a female queen, if she's white. If it's a male, it's a male king, if he's white. Let's try that on for size and see how it works.
Why did they do that?
That spread rapidly.
Okay.
And when it spread more, that doctrine spread faster than any religious doctrine. Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Confucianism, no religion spread as fast as that, the religion of white supremacy.
For what purpose?
The supreme religion, and even to this day,
okay.
2018, it's the greatest religion and political system ever thought up in the minds of people.
Okay.
The most powerful.
For?
And the most efficient.
Okay. For what purpose? Why do that? What's the reason to do something like that?
Oh, for fun, for glory, and for material comfort, which is what all royalism is about. Which is what every person really wants. Every person likes fun. Every person. You know, it takes different forms, but every person likes to have fun. F-U-N. All right, let's have some fun. Where's the fun? All right?
But the purpose...
Every person likes glory.
Yes.
I mean, you know, likes to be appreciated. That's what glory is. People, you know, when they look at you, they say, hey, I think well of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people can I get to think well of me? All right. Well, here comes some more down the road, and they say they think well of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I like that. See what I mean? Hey, bring on some more. Is anybody else out there that thinks well of me? Bring them on in here. You know?
Yes.
And I get pumped up. Okay. And then, but with that, you add that third thing, material comfort. All right. Oh, these people who think well of me are going to bring me nice things. Oh, yeah, that's an added bonus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I might not even have to work, okay? I mean, because now I'm coming what? I'm becoming royal, okay? If I get enough fun and enough glory from people who think well of me, I'm going to get material comfort. So everybody likes that. So when that thing about racism caught on and you told a white person, hey, now you're white. You're not just a baby. I mean, you know, like everybody else. You're a white baby. You're into a world where white supremacy is the government of the entire world. And the baby says, what are you talking about? White supremacy? What's that? Say, well, we'll coach you along as you get older. By the time you're 15 years old, you'll know what it means to be white, and that it's a lots of benefits, fun, glory, and material comfort that goes with that. And so, hey, who wouldn't turn that down? I mean, who would turn that down, rather? I mean, when you're told that right from birth, you say, well, you know, say, but is anybody suffering as a result of this? Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of people suffer. I mean, it's bad. I mean, if you're not white, it's awful. All right, and say, well, hey, I don't want to be in no awful position. So if I happen to be fortunate enough to be born into the royal family of whiteness, why turn it down? This is why a lot of white people in 2018, hey, they say, hey, we'd like to help black people, but doggone, if it means giving up my royal position and being, you know, equal, I mean, hey, equal is not royal. No, nobody's equal to the king or the queen. No, it doesn't work like that, buddy, you know. And if you happen not to have been royal, I mean, you know, shame on you. I mean, just one of those things. Don't blame me.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. And here's one that I'm going to share with you, and it's Wiggins' World of Wellness. The show to me is kind of similar to what this is Libby has to talk about, but Stacey Wiggins just breaks it down on holistic living, ideas, thoughts, exercise, breaks it all down. You should give it a listen. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on programs for the scheduled times, and a little bio information on him. TalkTainmentRadio.com, that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and we are talking about pre-existing conditions, and in particular, racism. Did the Creator create it, and for what purpose? Now, Mr. Fuller, you had just mentioned something about the royals, and this is supposed to be fun, I guess, for them, but for those that are being mistreated, it's not fun. Not at all. So what do we do about that?
You replace it with a system called justice. But now justice in the system of white supremacy, in my opinion, was never clearly defined. I asked someone in 1994, I said, what's the legal definition for justice in what they call the Western Hemisphere? And I was told whatever Supreme Court judges say that it is. I had never asked that question before. I said, oh, okay, but Supreme Court judges change.
Mm-hmm.
And they change their minds. I said, so justice changes? And then I wrote a quote in the that I made up in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. I said, laws change, but justice remains the same. So having taken that position, I invented a term in 1994 for justice, and I think it will stand the test of time. And it consists of two parts. Justice, part one, is guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. And part two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. The most constructive help in what? In everything. In all of the areas of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And I underline the term, most constructive help in all of these areas of activity. Everyone must be guaranteed that. There's no such thing as having justice and you're going to leave somebody out. There's no such thing as justice for some and injustice for others. That's not logical. That doesn't make sense. And I've heard people even use that expression in order for there to be justice for some, there must be injustice for somebody out there. No, you don't mistreat anybody, all right? That's why that first requirement is there. Number one, you got to guarantee that nobody's mistreated. I mean, and then you say, well, you mistreat a few people in order for, you know, the other people to be able to do well. No, you don't mistreat anybody. You got to slow everything down and figure out how to go about doing what you got to do without mistreating anyone. You mistreat one person, justice is gone. It's out the window.
Wow. One person.
One person. One person anywhere on this planet. You know, justice is balance between people. Perfect balance. You got to get that. Now, it has never existed in recorded history, but that should be the goal. Anything short of that is woefully inadequate and totally unsatisfactory. Nobody should be satisfied with that. But we just breeze right along and say, oh, well, you know, come see, come saw. I mean, you know, things happen and all like, no, no. And then claim that you got justice? No, you haven't. It's never been in recorded history a situation where nobody was mistreated. And everybody who needed constructive help got it. There's no history book that would tell you that. And if I run across one, I won't believe it.
Why?
Because I just won't believe it, because I just don't think that it's ever been really seriously considered.
Hmm.
Because the standard for justice has always been low. In fact, the dictionary says what? Justice, it gives words like what? Just look in any dictionary. You'll see the word fair in most of them. Well, fair is also synonymous with white. So are you saying you got to be white to get justice?
Mm, good question.
Fair lady?
White
lady.
Yeah, my fair lady. Yeah, there was a play called that, My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I mean, that word fair doesn't even spell like the word justice. Fair is F-A-I-R. Justice is J-U-S-T-I-C-E. How'd that word fair get in there?
Good
question.
You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
You know, you have to pay attention to words. And I have that in the word.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Raise questions about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN and podcasts are available. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We are going to go to the Gmails and possibly some more phone calls. All that and more coming up on talktainmentradio.com. We'll be right back.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
You trusted Judge Terry Jamison when you elected her in 2012. She came to the domestic and juvenile court with experience as a trial lawyer in criminal, domestic, and juvenile law, serving Columbus and Franklin County residents. Re-elect Judge Terry Jamison to the Court of Common Pleas Domestic Relations and Juvenile Branch. Judge Terry Jamison, justice tempered with mercy, because your family matters.
I'm Judge Terry Jamison. I'm asking for your vote on November the 6th, 2018. I was voted in by the community because your family matters. Thank you.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com before you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and we are discussing the term pre-existing conditions in particular, or as it in regards to racism in the system of white supremacy racism. And Mr. Fuller, as the first half hour, has given examples on his what is pre-existing conditions. We're going to take a phone call right now, so let's go to the phone call. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Good morning. This is James calling from North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, have you taken steps to try to record all of your broadcasts so that people in the future will be able to go back and retrieve information that you provided to help end the problem of racism, white supremacy?
No, I haven't taken steps to do that. I didn't start out doing that because, for one thing, I wanted to de-emphasize the cult of personality. I started out telling people that from what I'm trying to do, you know, it works for some people for what they're saying, but for what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to direct people to cause and effect. The laws of the universe that was here before I got here, cause and effect, that's all it is. You have a cause for something. Something causes something to happen, and then you have an effect that results from that cause. And so all I try to do with everything that I'm writing and everything that I'm saying is direct people to universal laws, I mean, of what works best and what doesn't. In other words, what's constructive and what's not. There's no such thing as in between. And this is a very simple formula. It's just like mathematics. Mathematics was here before I got here. I got here through mathematics, okay? So it's not Neely Fuller. I'm trying to get people in the habit of looking at the world. If they were just here on the planet as an individual, by yourself, like I understand at one time it was. It was just one person on the entire planet. One person by himself. I understand it was a male. And then later on a female was added, according to Christian theology, I have been told. But that meant that they had to function every day with nobody else because there's nobody else here. So everything that I have written, I've directed it to the individual person, because if the individual person is in tune with the laws of the universe, then problems can be solved just like that. Each individual person has a code that you follow, because if a person is going to get the correct results out of his or her environment, that's all you have to do. So it eliminates that thing of having, well, hey, I got to check with Neely Fuller and see, you know, I got to check with this person, I got to check with that person in order to be able to breathe. No, whatever created you, created everything around you, but you have to be able to interpret everything around you in order to get the best results that will be compatible with you as a person. That's all it is. And it's a code for doing that. A code just means a way of getting things done in the best possible manner. Or, if you have ill intent, in the worst possible manner, like the white supremacists do. All right? So, I came up with what I call the compensatory code. And so it de-emphasizes, by emphasizing, the importance of the individual person, but not the individual person as a leader for everybody else. See, I'm trying to direct people's attention to what is really already here.
Okay.
It was here when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me yesterday and said, Fuller, how did you come up with these things? I said, by just looking at what's right in front of me and trying to interpret it for what it really is, rather than what somebody says that it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yes.
And if everybody does that, you know, filter out all the noise and separate the noise from the music, all right, of existence on this planet, then every person becomes a powerful person, which is exactly, I call it the universal man and universal woman principle, mm-hmm. which is, I say, that since the white supremacists don't seem to be interested in producing universal man and universal woman. They're just interested in having racist man and racist woman, and that's as far as anything is ever going to go. Then that stultifies everybody else's growth.
Okay.
Because they put a cap on that.
Mm.
So the whole idea is the individual is supposed to be able to function anywhere in the universe with maximum efficiency.
All righty.
I think that's a beautiful idea.
All right.
That is the essence of beauty.
877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Going to the Gmails, Brother Thompson wrote this, Mr. Fuller. He said, Mr. Fuller, the white man's anus, you said that the white man's anus will replace or has already replaced the black female vagina. That's part of it, but he left out half. The black male anus will also replace the black female vagina. Anything goes with this pink skins, falsely called whites, because they want to feel pure even though they are nothing but an abomination. All they do is project what they really are onto us because it makes them feel better. Anyone or everyone has seen the old comedy with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd called Trading Places. This is what happened, has happened to melanated people all over the planet, Diaspora. They feed them our energy through sex, money, sports, religion, etc., to keep the wheels of Satan turning in their favor. Mr. Fuller, what is your comment on this?
Well, you know, they use the word Satan, so I don't know exactly what that would mean, because I'm not that familiar with what is satanic. I'm not a religious scholar. Other than the religion of white supremacy, I just deal with that in a mechanical way. Now, in a spiritual way, I don't know. I just simply say I don't know enough about that to delve into that. And I won't delve into it because it becomes too argumentative.
Yes, sir.
For me to handle. I leave that to others, I mean, who are the super religious scholars of the planet, who know about all the different types of religion and know about the Bible and the Quran and the Torah, and who are experts in all of the Hindu variations of what religion is and what religion isn't. So I don't delve into that because it's much too complicated for
me. All right.
So I that comes under what I put in the code book, VGQ.
VGQ. Okay.
Yeah, victims guaranteed qualification, meaning anything dealing with racism, whatever you say is a victim of racism, can or cannot be valid, but another victim is not supposed to be judgmental about it.
Okay. Another question from the Gmail from Nick. He says this, my question for Mr. Fuller involves the topic of sexuality. I was recently talking to a young, intelligent, gay, black gay man who is studying to become a medical doctor. He said that he is primarily attracted to white men and has resorted to dressing in drag to be more acceptable to them. He has been mocked and ridiculed by other white gay men whenever he has attempted to ask a white man out, and has spent a lot of time at the gym trying to become more physically attracted to white men. Thus far, all his attempts have failed, and this young man is now being treated for severe anxiety/depression triggered by the constant rejection. Mr. Fuller, what do you make of this young man's situation according to the code? Wasn't the system of racism, white supremacy, designed to make it easier for this black male to be with white men? Instead, it seems like he is facing more rejection and psychological torture as a black gay man.
Anything in the area of sex, like in all of the nine areas of activity, that the white supremacists can think of to cause absolute chaos in the minds of black people, they are going to push it to the hilt. And in the area of sex, since sex is a very powerful motivating force, the second greatest motivating force among the people of the planet, next to white supremacy itself, the white supremacists naturally are going to cause a chaotic mind in all non-white people. That's their goal in the area of sex to the maximum. You know, it's always been chaos. We've never had the type of relationships in the area of sex like in all other areas, economics, that we should have since the advent of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing close to it, and getting further and further away from it. But the white supremacists intend in 2018 to make sex, everything associated with sex, totally chaotic when it comes to the non-white people of this entire planet. I want to keep repeating that. The white supremacists intend to make everything totally chaotic, everything completely messed up. Everything a total disaster when it comes to non-white people, black, brown, red, yellow, of this entire planet, as fast as they can possibly do it, because they know that if they can mess up the minds Because it all starts with the mind. If they can mess up the minds, the bodies will follow of the non-white people. When it comes to sex, then it will be much easier to control them in all the other areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, because sex, you know, everybody walks around thinking about sex. People who are not involved in sexual activity are at least thinking about it because they have to think about it because other people are thinking about it. I mean, I've given illustrations on this, you know, that everybody's familiar with. The little old lady down the street, that's not to, you know, say anything derogatory about her, but, you know, she probably no longer has a husband or a boyfriend and all like that, but she's still interested in sex, all right? Even if it just means pulling back the curtain and seeing who's going with who, you know, who's visiting who in the block, and sitting down at the dinner table talking about it. She's still interested in it. She's talking about what other people are doing sexually. Because she's no longer having sex, but she used to. A whole bunch of it, maybe. Or maybe none of it. But it's all had an effect on her mind.
Yes, sir.
It affects everybody. Sex affects everybody, even when they pretend that it doesn't. What do you see now? All of the people now, when they run out of things in politics to talk about, they go after people talking about their sexual activity, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's correct. I mean, all the politicians and whatnot. I just heard about somebody associated in the Northwestern Hemisphere yesterday. I think it's somebody associated with law enforcement, the FBI or something.
Yeah, that was Mueller.
Somebody saying something about his sex life.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we can't say nothing else about him, so, hey, find out something sexual about him. Find out what he does sexually, what he has done sexually,
yes,
what he was thinking about doing sexually.
Yeah, that was
try to, you know, and all of the entertainers and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's all about sex. Mm-hmm. Songs are about sex. Most romantic songs are about what? About sex.
Yes.
You know, male with female. And then, so the white supremacists, though, to get back to the point, they intend to make everything chaotic, totally chaotic, when it comes to the non-white people of this entire planet, when it comes to the area of sex, the eighth area of activity. I mean, see it. You see it all around you. You hear it. Yeah, I mean, it's being ramped up 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
They are carrying it over the top. I mean, they're trying to think of everything they can possibly do to cause as much, I mean, messed up, even not just mentally, but tampering with people's sex organs and whatnot. And, you know, saying you don't have, I mean, that phallus that you got, it's not supposed to be there. Somebody assigned you a phallus. I mean, you know, that phallus is, hey, and just like taking a person's arm off. I mean, yank that phallus out. When it comes to the black male, the white supremacists have always been fascinated by the white male phallus. That's why when they would lynch black males, they would sometimes do what? They would cut off
mm-hmm.
its phallus and put it in a what they call a mason jar and pour alcohol in there to preserve it and put it on a mantelpiece. There are recordings of this
yes.
where people did this right here in the Northwestern Hemisphere just a few years ago. I mean, in the last century. They used to do it, almost like, you know, putting a deer's head up over the mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
They would take a mason jar with the black male phallus after they had lynched him, pour some alcohol in it to preserve that phallus, and then put that mason jar, it was a jar called a mason
yes,
jar,
yes.
glass jar, put it on the mantelpiece and show it to the little children. I mean, you know, hey, that's the Negro, even though they didn't say Negro, they said the N-word. That's the Negro phallus. That's what we do to their sexuality.
Mm.
That's what we're trying to do to their sexuality. That's what should happen to their sexuality. It should become extinct. Something for a museum piece. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
We intend to destroy it in their minds and in their bodies.
Mm. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. And this is the time, we're a little bit over, but this is the time where we have Mr. Fuller talk about the book, which is really important. Mr. Fuller, talk about your book, please.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, the 2016 edition, also on one of the other pages of that website, producejustice.com. You will also have the original textbook that some people have asked for. I don't know why that is, but some people want the original too, even though the 2016 edition, revised expanded edition, covers just about everything that's in the original. But some people say there are a few things in the original and the way it's said that they prefer that. And also, there's a additional book, which I think is important. It's not absolutely necessary, called a Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide.
Yes.
You'll see that there, too.
Okay.
And that is similar to a dictionary. It's not a dictionary, but it's about the use of words, how to use words in the system of white supremacy, if you are a victim of white supremacy.
Okay.
And what questions to ask when other people use these words, and how to use these words yourself or not use them yourself.
Okay. So anyway, before we take the phone call, producejustice.com.
Producejustice.com.
Okay.
Remember that.
All right.
Write it down. Producejustice.com. That's how you get these volumes.
Okay. Now, let's go to the phone call. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Good morning. Can I be heard clearly?
Yes, sir. I can hear you clearly.
Great. Okay. Non-white folks have been voting for decades. And I find them to be obsessed and very belligerent when you object not to vote. Okay, the question is voting a false hope put in place by white supremacists to give strength to white supremacy and to continue a false hope of justice to non-whites? And do you vote, Mr. Fuller, and why?
Oh, yes, I vote. Because here's the way I usually explain it when people ask me this, like you just did. I don't expect to get much, but it's just the same as asking for a job. We are in a prison, and this is the best way that I've been using. I've been using a prison format. That's why I recommend the movie Shawshank Redemption. Think of yourself as being in Shawshank prison, if you use the movie as a guide. Or in any prison. There are a lot of black people who have been in what you call greater confinement, what the textbook calls greater confinement, which is a prison. But the white supremacists have made a prison of the entire planet for everybody who is classified as non-white. That's how they look at it, and that's how they conduct themselves. And I was born in prison called the planet Earth, because the entire planet Earth, when it comes to my color, is a prison, because the white supremacists have made it so. So when you're in a prison, to get to your point and answer your question, what do? You just have to go along with the prison program. So looking at another prisoner and criticizing that prisoner for, you know, asking the warden for a little bit more cornbread than they got yesterday for lunch before they get back out there and lift that barge and tote that bale, I mean, in this prison, you know, called the system of white supremacy. That's the name of the prison. So you always kowtow to your prison masters in every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. So voting is what you call politics. But prison politics is anything that you're going to get, you're going to get it from the warden. Because the warden has got everything. You don't have nothing. So if the warden says, well, we're going to pull some lottery tickets tomorrow, just like they did in Shawshank when they said, it's going to be spring, and some of you guys want to work outside the walls, but we can't have everybody working outside the walls, so we're going to let a few people work outside the walls. So, because they're going to be working on the roofs of the prison, tarring the roof. See, so they pull lotteries to do that. Well, the voting system is just about the same thing. So you just say, well, if I don't join in, I might not get nothing, but I would like to be outside for a little while. They're not going to let everybody be outside, but they might let me be outside. So, since they're off making the offer, I'll participate. It's the prison rules, and, none of the prison rules, are just. I mean, it's not supposed to be. You're supposed to be getting punished. But, you get a little bit more cornbread or a little bit more time outside the walls if you can. That's all the voting is.
Did that answer your question, caller?
Yes.
You just get a little bit more than, you try to get a little bit more than you had yesterday. But don't look to be out. Don't look for voting to get rid of white supremacy. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Just to keep it simple, should we vote?
Yes, sir, if you can get a little bit more. Like I said, that's why I went around making that lottery. See, voting is a lottery. So you are in a prison. So every now and then they say, we're going to paint some cells. But we're not going to paint them all at the same time. So we're going to draw some lottery tickets. And the first people who draw the best lottery, the voting, are going to get their cells painted first. So you say, but we're going to let everybody participate. So you just say, okay, they're going to paint the cells. My cell does need painting. It smells awful in here, all right, it's drab in here. So, I'll participate in the lottery. That's all it is. But don't expect to get out of prison, okay? No, that's not going to happen. This is prison. We're just painting your cell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, caller.
I appreciate that answer. Thank you.
Yes.
All righty here as we get down to the remaining subject. And this may go over because we're coming up against a time change here or the next hour. This comes from Victor. He says, Mr. Fuller, how are non-white people created into monsters and monstrosities under the global prison system of white supremacy, racism, and how do non-white people produce constructive logic through political mathematics?
Oh, by having a code in answer to the last question, and the white supremacists make monsters and monstrosities out of people. What are monsters and monstrosities? They're something that shouldn't exist. So they make us into things that shouldn't exist. Now, what's a monster? Okay, we got Halloween here. A monster is a very destructive organism. The white supremacists take black males right from the crib. I mean, those little babies, you've seen babies in a crib. You were a baby in a crib. You have sisters and brothers, maybe some of us, that were babies in a crib. They don't know anything. They're just here, sent here by a creator, okay, or creators in the minds of some people, all right? But they are here. Now, the white supremacists, they will look at a baby of color and say, I'm going to make an absolute monster out of this creature. And 16 or 17 years after that baby gets out of that crib, what is that baby doing now that it has gotten up some size? It's running around shooting people, killing people that were babies just like them for fun and for glory. Now, how did this happen? Because the white supremacists put it in their minds to do that.
Okay.
They glorify death and destruction.
Got to leave it there, but we'll pick that up on the second half of the program. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. We'll see you next hour.